You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 12. We're talking about maturing in our faith. And I'm looking and praying about things that can hinder your faith and that your faith cannot, will cause your faith not to function as fully as God wanted the faith to function. Now, faith grows.
Yes, sir.
Probably next week I'm going to talk about faith grows exceedingly.
Yes, sir.
But it talks about weak faith. It talks about strong faith. It talks about little faith. And so a lot of times our faith is held back by not knowing some things, even though we know we believe God. So let me read here in Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 to set us up for what the Lord wants to talk to us about tonight. You there? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Mm-hmm. And that's talking about the 11th chapter.
Yes, sir.
See, it talked to the 11th chapter is dealing with a lot of manifestation and demonstrations of faith, what people went through, and God always came through.
Yes, sir.
So wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Uh-huh.
Now in verse 2, we have looking, Hebrews 12 and 2,
yes,
looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, it is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Right. Yes, sir.
Now I would wait to tell you this, but I can't wait.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That Hebrews 11 chapter tells us about great heroes of faith. But now we're talking about the champion.
Yes. Yes.
Jesus, that 12 chapter, that first, that second voice talking about the champion of faith.
Yes, sir.
He was, you know.
Yes, sir.
And he still is.
Yes.
Now, in the Amplified Bible, reading that Psalm 2 opening, and I'll tell you in a moment what I want you to write down, because I'm going to deal with something specifically that's going to advance your faith. After the night, you're going to operate in faith more effectively. Would you receive that? That's, you know, you find things. The Lord, you're searching and you're praying and the Holy Spirit show you things to teach people how to more effectively walk in faith. All right. In the Amplified Bible, and it says in my this Amplified Bible, Jesus, the example. I mean, he was a master in operating in faith. You know, he was a man.
Yes.
He almost didn't seem like a man, the things he did, didn't he?
Yes, yes.
But he was a man operating in faith.
Yes,
I mean, he was doing exactly what we can do.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
Here it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God, absolute faithfulness. God, you need to write it down. God, absolute faithfulness is a great foundation to build your faith on.
Yes, sir.
He is absolutely faithful. Say it. God is absolute.
Absolutely faithful.
What absolute mean?
Total.
Nothing left out. He never failed. I mean, that's not my subject, but my God, God is absolute faithful. The absolute faithfulness of God. That means if you trust him, he'll never fail you. Somebody grab that. You trust him for something. He's absolute. He's not just faithful, but we're serving an absolute faithful God. His absolute faithfulness. And I tell you, the 11th chapter of Hebrews will tell you about it too. All right, who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping of every unnecessary weight. Write that note down. Stripping of every unnecessary weight. See, a lot of you all are living holy lives, and you're not practicing sin, but your faith's still not effective. See, your faith's still not effective, even though you're living a good life. But your faith's still not working like it should work. And we've got to correct that.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Stripping of every unnecessary weight and the sin which does so easily and cleverly entangles us. Let us run with endurance and active persistence the race that is set before us. Now, the second verse in the Amplified Bible, I want you to hear it. Looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of the faith, the first incentive for our belief, and the one who brings out faith. No, wait a minute. The one who brings our faith to maturity. Write that down. The one who bring our faith to maturity, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. That's the Amplified Bible. Tonight I want to train you on how taking the weight off your faith. Taking the weight off your faith. Now, we need to get a definition of what we're talking about here. It's a load. Let me see. It's a load. Taking the load off your faith. Yes, you're not sinning, but it's just a load on your faith. A burden. A hindrance. So weight means load, burden, a hindrance. Now, we're not talking about sin. We're just talking about a weight. See, you notice he said, notice what he said, the weight and the sin. Weight and sin. So weight and sin, not the same thing. Sin can become a weight and a weight can become a sin. But you have to take the weight off your faith. I'm going to tell you. Are you with me? Now, another definition I look up, and I pull a word out. That weight become a tumor to your faith. It affect your faith so much it become a disease if you don't deal with it. Are you following me? Taking a weight. Something holding you down. All right? Now, taking lesson from all a cloud of witnesses who have encountered that only faith can explain. The 11th chapter of Hebrews, faith is the only thing that can explain that. Now, what, when, where, who, why, how are all weights to your faith? Don't do that no more. When, where, who, why, how are all weights to your faith. Don't do that no more. You don't need to know when. You don't need to know where. You don't need to know who he's going to use. You don't need to know why. And you don't need to know how. That is a hindrance to your faith. You have to trust God's faithfulness and his ability to cause it to happen. Now, any one of you can tell me right now that a time, one time or another, you was operating in faith and one of these hit you. When God gonna do this? Not your business. I want to show you two or three lessons of turn to Luke 10. I used this lesson just a few days ago, Luke 10, but it's a great lesson on how you can put weight on your faith. This is not even going to sound right. But the weight of works was on Martha's faith. You mean tell me work can become a weight? Yes, you can get to doing so much trying to help God, you just get in the way. Prayed too long, read too long, confessed too long, because you think that's going to make it happen. And it become a weight. There's a signal from the Holy Ghost when there's enough. There's enough praise, there's enough worship, enough prayer. When that signal comes, you get up and rejoice that it's already done. But you can get to messing with work. Work can become a weight on your faith. Wow. Oh, they ain't taking it like I want you to take it. See, I'm trying to get you from under this load, this burden. See, work can become a weight to your faith. You know, that's why I don't have church every day. Man, get burdened from coming out here every day and in the church at my house. The church, all you the church. We can't be driving now. People drive 100 something miles to get here sometimes. You can't be driving, you know, every day to come here. It just become a burden to you. It don't sense me holding no 3-hour class tonight. We can get it accomplished in this 45, 50 minutes here. So look at this. Look at this. The weight of work on Martha's faith. There in Luke 10, 38. Now it came to pass that went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She wasn't a bad woman. I believe Martha was a woman of faith. But she had the weight of work on her faith when Mary didn't. Mary some way unloaded this thing. And she had a sister, look at verse 39, called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha, look at Martha. Everybody say wait. And I'm not talking about W-A-I-T either. I'm talking about a load. You can think about a tumor. But Martha was coming about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, does thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help get under this weight with me. That just come up just now. I like that. And Jesus then said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. You're just carrying that weight. But the one thing is needful, and Mary have chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. She's operating in faith without weight. She's operating in faith without weight. You have to learn how to operate in faith without weight, without all this extra stuff, adding on to what God said. Becoming spiritual and not just trusting the word. Trying to assist the word. Trying to help God. And we get there. Sometimes religious spirit get on us. We get to try to help them. You know, you go do something crazy and say the Lord told you to do it and the Lord didn't tell you to do it. And then you just mess your faith up some. Wait. See, now listen to me. We know sin is completely wrong. But we got to understand weight is wrong also. Weight can hinder your faith just like sin. Circumstances. Situation. How it look. Those become weight to you. You're watching your clock. You're watching your calendar. Those have become weight to you. Weighting your faith down. Because I'll tell you right now, he's not going to do it until you get ready. And you know when he get ready? when he find out you're ready. See, a lot of things we think we're ready for, but we're not ready for it yet. But the Lord knows, so he'll hold it back until you prove you're ready. How I prove it? Trust in him. Act like you already have it. Sing a song. Do a dance. People who operate in faith, only people who know how faith operates can understand them. Did you get that statement? See, people who operate in faith, they operate different. When they're supposed to be crying, they're laughing. And so if you're in the natural and you are there looking at the situation, you think they don't know what's going on. But they're not with what's going on. They know what's going to happen because they have trusted God and God's going to come through. All right. Go to with me. The weight of how will choke your faith. How will choke your faith unless you know how to release the outcome to the Lord. All right, let me get that again. Turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. The weight of how will choke your faith unless you know how to release the outcome to the Lord. Anybody ever been there? Anybody ever choked their faith? No, I want y'all to talk to me. See, the weight of how will choke your faith unless you know how to release the outcome to the Lord. Look there in Luke 1. My God. You hear?
Yes, sir.
Taking the weight off of your faith. Don't carry how it look. Don't carry how it feel. Don't carry what somebody else say. It's between you and God. See? Some people carry heavy faith. Faith loaded down with why, when, who, how, where. No, just trust God. He'll come through. He heard you when you first said it. He heard you when you first asked for it. He marked it on your calendar. There are some things you believe God for right now. God already has marked it. What did he mark? Got it. You understand that? But a weight can come along and tell you when, why, where. Watch this, Luke 1. Watch this. Now you got to have this. I repeated this 5 or 6 times, but you got to have this. The weight of how will choke your faith. When you know how to release, unless you know how to release the outcome to the Lord. In Luke 1:34. You know, the angel had brought Mary the message. It was a supernatural message. Every time you read the Bible, you're reading a supernatural message. Yeah. Every time you read the Bible, a word from God, you're reading something that is impossible not to happen. You heard me, girl? You're reading the Bible, the supernatural. When God gives a promise, it is impossible for it not to happen. You have to have that boldness. You have to have that tenacity. You have to have that trust in what God said, that his word will not fail. You know what Isaiah 55:11 said, right?
Yes, sir.
He said his word would not return to him void. See, faith needs to know this. He said his word will accomplish what he sent it out to do. Faith needs to know this. Then when faith know this, faith can dump the weight. See, we have to mature in our faith. Look at the point next to you, tell you got to mature in your faith. When the angel told Mary this impossible thing in the natural, she needed to stretch her faith and get the weight of how off. Some of you sitting here tonight, some of you watching by TV, you got how sitting on your faith. The how is up to God. The elders used to say, he works in mysterious ways and wonders to perform. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now notice what she said. Then said Mary to the angel, here it is. What she said?
How
shall this be? How?
How?
Seeing I know not a man. What? The Lord don't need no man. But if any object you put there, don't have to be a man. Anything you put there, you think the Lord got to do it. This never been done before. Hallelujah! It never been done before. That's what God's looking for. Somebody to trust him to do something that nobody know had ever been done before. It's what the Holy Ghost says. I'm teaching you how to be a pioneer in your faith. Hebrews chapter 11, God desire for you to join the hall of faith, or the heroes of faith. God didn't stop making heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. I wish somebody would receive that. He wants you to leave a legacy to those who come in behind you. Man, I knew that girl. That girl had some faith. She had some stuff happen in her life while she was living. Can you find her diary? Find her prayer journal. You see, we got to stop looking at these characters in the Bible and believe that God is finished doing what he's doing. God will use you to make a record down here. You don't think this church going down in history. You can't ignore when God moves it. I got caught in downtown Darrow traffic coming here. Any of y'all got caught in the traffic? I'm way down almost to my house. I said, I just used to drive, you don't see nobody. Now I'm almost home to the interstate. I'm in traffic. They stopped hitting their brakes like we up in New York somewhere. David them can't laugh at me no more now. I got a city, got cars and stuff now. You just had horses and stuff. We got cars now. Sit down. Then said Mary to the angel, how shall this be? Now, mark that because you don't want to come to that. Put a weight. See, faith never is in the blind. You listening? Young girl, you listening? But it's always in another realm. Faith work on a different set of rules than the senses. Faith operated in properly is always, who listening? Plugged into the supernatural. Plugged into God. Plugged into Jesus. Faith is plugged into the Holy Spirit. Now you tell me what God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit can't get done, and you're a whole lot smarter than me. Faith is always plugged in to the possible when things look impossible. I can't hear you. What you're dealing with right now. I want you tonight to plug it in. To the possible. And leave it up to God how it's going to happen. Don't put your eyes on no man like Mary said. I ain't got no man. Don't have no man. Because if a man got to move for you, God will make him move. And 13 women. Whatever it takes. You understand my illustration? Now, remember the statement I said. The weight of how will choke your faith, right? Yes, sir. Unless you know how to release the outcome to the Lord. Right. So what we got to do is know how to release the outcome to the Lord. And pray and say, Lord, thank you, I receive. Lord, thank you, I receive. Anybody got anything they believe in for? Yes. Lord, I thank you, I receive. Right now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of not things not seen. So I got both things. Now, your mind, your thoughts are going to bring up all kinds of circumstances and situations. Why you can't get around this, why you can't do this. No, stay in faith and get the weight off it. Get the weight of how. Now, how is a heavy weight. I'm gonna show you another how, but I'm gonna show you how to release it here in this 35th verse. This girl got it on then. She said, yeah. No, the 38th verse. Well, look at the 37th verse. Jesus. You see the 37th verse? Jesus. Say, everybody say Jesus. Here's what he want me to tell you now. Jesus said to tell you, I am in your faith. You heard it? Jesus said to tell you, whenever you operate in faith, I am in your faith. Now look at the 37th verse. There is no impossibilities in your faith. Is that wait calling delay? When? Where? How? Who? What? That's not faith. That's questions. Who am I to question God? He said he's going to do it. I'm just going to believe him. You tell too many people your problems. You think about much talking. I see sometimes people have the dealing with something, they put it on the internet.
Stop it. Just
stop it. Shh. Boy, you don't know who praying for you, who saying what, who working voodoo, who got witchcraft. They got all kind of smoking things for your name. I smoke this in her name. Don't smoke nothing in my name, baby. I ain't got no problem. You understand? Stay off that internet with your business. Believe God. Look at the 38th verse. And Mary, behold, said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. She got it now. She left the house. See, I don't know how, but I'm going to trust you, God. Be it unto me according to your word. That, you underline that because you need to use that in your faith. Be it unto me according to your word. And then know what the word say. When I'm through with this how, I'm going to show you another one. Turn to John chapter 3. Let's see this again. John's Gospel chapter 3. There, he's talking to a man about the new birth, Nicodemus. Uh-huh. And then in the fourth verse, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born. I got it, Lord. Now listen. When you're operating in faith, you have to stay in the spirit. You can't come out there peeping, seeing how things doing. Stay in the spirit. You see, you come out there peeping, and then you come out there, and then self gonna get involved. Then your neighbor gonna get involved. Just stay in the spirit. Faith, 2 Corinthians 4:13.
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians 4:13. Turn now. We having what? The same what? Spirit of faith. See, faith, Hebrews 11:1 talking about a spirit of faith. It's not a natural faith. It's not a human faith. It's a supernatural faith. Faith is actually agreeing with God. I agree with what God said. I don't agree with this. See, you come in disagreement with circumstances, situation. Be in disagreement and be in agreement. Agree with God. You see, if you don't watch yourself, you're going to agree with what you're going through. Oh, you won't say, I agree with you, but all your everything else is agreeing with it. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. That which is born of the flesh. Stop letting flesh stuff born in your faith. And keep your faith in the realm of believing and trusting God no matter how things look in the natural. Wave your hand at me if you're getting this. You're going to need this. Because I want to mature you in your faith. Take the weight off your faith. Say it.
Take the weight off your faith.
It's not a sin.
Right.
It's just a weight.
It's a weight.
But the weight holds your faith down just like sin.
Uh-huh.
And where we mature tonight is, we now will be looking for weights.
Uh-huh.
And say, oh, no, you're not going to tell me, no, I'm not going to believe that. See, we'll be able to handle it better and move more efficiently and more effectively in our life of faith.
Yes,
now you got Mary, she got work. Nicodemus won't know how. And then to operate in faith, you're going to have to operate in the realm of the spirit. Let me take you further. Let me take you further. We looked at those two. You still here?
Yes, sir.
Faith results. Nicodemus said with the one I didn't read this to you. John 3:6 we just read.
Yes, sir.
Faith results are born in the spirit. The lady at the well in John 4:11, Jesus was talking about some water. He said, well, you ain't got no bucket. Where is the water? Where is your bucket? Because he was talking on another level. He was talking in the realm of the spirit. He was talking in the realm of faith. And she still was trying to get some water in the natural out of that bucket. Your faith can't be looking for the bucket. All right. Now, turn back to Hebrews 11. Wait a minute. I might want to say something else. Wait a minute. Let me give you these four or five things. You cannot mature your faith without studying the champions of faith. And I wrote the second thing. Jesus is the master champion of faith. He said, looking unto Jesus, you see, the heart and finish of faith. Number three, keep the substance and evidence of faith before you. They will always pay off. That's Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1, what it say? No, read it with some gunks. keep the substance and evidence of faith before you, they will always pay off. Look at verse 2. Read verse 2. Hebrews 11:2. Y'all want me to do everything here with your lay of the self. Read. Hebrews 11:2. Listen very carefully. Know this from that voice. That real faith reports are always good. Anything else come? Yeah, anything else come? It's a lie. It's fake faith. Real faith reports. Come on, let me hear you. Let me hear you say it. No, say the whole thing. Real faith reports. Why? Because it's real? All right, that's good. Why? Why? Because the God of the kind of faith you are using cannot fail. No matter what. See, you read 11th chapter of Hebrews, fire, no matter lion, walls, it don't, pharaohs, it doesn't matter. The God we serve, the faith we have cannot fail because the God we have faith in cannot fail. So everything you're dealing with, if you're operating faith, gonna come out to be a good report. God dog it. God dog, you heard that? Everything you're dealing with right now, if you listen to the word of God, you're taking a hold of what I'm saying, it may not seem like, but God got a way to turn every barrier into a resurrection. And sometime in your life, not physically, but sometime God has to bury you a while to get you out the way, that you can get the resurrection he wants you to have. Sometimes situations look like they're going to smother you, look like you're not going to get out. But he's just getting you out the way. God about to do something in your life you've never seen before. You what? You understand that? Because this takes the tension out of life. This take, you're going to have circumstances and situations look like you're gone, look like it's not going to work. But there's a resurrection coming because all the reports of God are good. That's how the elders retain a good report. They're stuck in faith. No matter what they're going through, they trusted God. And God always came through. Let me tell you, let me ask you a question. Who can stop him? You must don't know the God I'm talking about. He cannot be stopped by no one and nothing. You fortify your faith in that. And you know, if something is taken away from you, that means something better coming. So you lost your job. Hallelujah. You were doing what's right. You was obeying God. And all of a sudden, somebody come against you because you're a Christian. And you lost your job. Hallelujah. God got a better one waiting on you. You'd have been there the rest of your life if God wouldn't have let that happen. I'm so glad. I told God, when I went minister for them people at that Lord's church out there in Scotlandville, man, that was a Lord's church, over 1,000 members. I had about 40 members. Lord, have mercy. J.D. Land here on my back pushing me. Take it, Tom. Take it, Tom. Take it, Tom. I said, man, I don't know. So when I get back to the church, the Lord tell me, I'm walking down the hall. He says, I'm going to do it here in Darrell. I said, Lord, I really thought all this stuff I've been doing, I thought you were going to use me, all them people up there. You're going to do it down here. I don't see nobody passing you. Every now and then you might see somebody pass. He said, I'll send them from the east, the west, the north, and the south. I'll buy them cars, put gas in it, and they'll be glad to drive. Boy, I sure didn't look good. No, I couldn't go by what I was seeing. I had no more members the next Sunday. I had no more members the next Sunday. Things still look the same. But I had to keep traveling by faith. I couldn't go take that church. I saw my wife throw her hand way in the air when I said that. I couldn't go take that church. I've been out of the will of God. Faith. Come on. Hear the word. Sit down right there. Faith does not move with that would look good. Faith got to keep moving with God. You heard that? Just because something looked good, look like it's going to come out all right, I've seen people got in plenty of trouble looking at the circumstances, looking at what somebody else said. No, only what God says counts. If God says he's going to do it, don't you try to do it. Are you following me? All right, I'm going to give you one or two more. So know this, that real faith report is always good. That's verse 2. Now look at verse 3. I want to give you a statement of verse 3. When you take the weight off your faith. Some of y'all got weight on your faith, but tonight is the night they lifted, you see. So you say, that's a weight. Now, if you had not faith come by hearing, you see, I'm maturing your faith. One of the maturity of your faith is that you got to take the weight off your faith. Say, I must take the weight off of my faith. How many of y'all know you've had some weight on your faith one time or another? Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. Now listen, listen to this. Remember, through faith that is properly connected to the word, you can frame all things in your life.
Yes, sir.
That's what that third verse is talking about. See, faith that you have taken the weight off and properly connected to God. Listen to me, child. You can frame anything in your life. Frame your world, baby. I was I'm doing another addition to the house, and I needed a outdoor fireplace, and so Leroy ordered this thing. I paid a lot of money for it. Get there, and all them little pieces. I said, "Man, what is this?" He said, "I'm gonna call Ronald. We're gonna put it together." See, I ain't about too much putting things together. I like things to be together. I look at that thing, I said, "Man, what is this?" But Ronald, about 2 or 3 hours or a little longer, I went back out there. He was standing, it was a fireplace. That's what you gotta do with your faith. Sometimes you gotta take it, let your faith take it one piece at a time. See, when God put it together, and nobody can take it out. See, sometimes God, a good tailor, huh? He got to measure your shoulders. Everything got to get everything in alignment for it to come out right, for it to fit just for you. Your faith. Tailor make things for you. And it takes time to get the seam in tailor made things. It don't take as long with a regular outfit because they're on the assembly line. But something designed for you takes some time. Wave your hand at me if you're getting it. Take that weight off your faith. Tell that person next to you, take that weight off your faith. Boy, you ain't put no extra time on me up there. That's a regular hour there, right? All right, don't put no extra time on me. That's it. We'll get back in. I'm going to have to go back over there some next Wednesday. I got some more things to say, but that's enough. Raise your hand and praise God. Glory to God. Come on, we got to praise him a little more now. Praise him. Because you got an answer tonight. Oh, that's why it's taking a little longer. God, Taylor making this thing for me. Woo! How many hearing me? Tell somebody. God got some tailor-made things he making for me. Tell somebody. Hey, he heard you. I say he heard you. Tell somebody else. Woo. Woo. Tell somebody else. Find them. Tailor-made. Just for me. Come on. Just for me. God doing that just for me. Come on, y'all got to talk. He's doing it just for me. I don't have a thing to worry about. God is working on it. Right now. Just for me. God, listen to me. I got to close, but God never give you nothing off the shelf. The Lord never give you a pre-made blessing. Just for you. So that's the reason sometimes you seem like it's taking a long time. But God is tailor-making something for you. Wonder what God's making for you right now. Oh, my God. My God. You think he have left you? No, he haven't left you. You here and you never accepted Jesus Christ. Every head bowed, every eye closed.